I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, and television?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I said yes and yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black, African-American.
Thank you. May I have your age?
32.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10, extremely motivated?
The fear of Project 2025 coming into play.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. In general, speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Am I rating that, or?
Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
I'll say keeping, I'm in between keeping up and the one below that. What was the one below keeping up?
Falling behind?
Yeah, I'm in between that. I wouldn't say that I'm falling behind, but I wouldn't say that we're, like, I feel like we're just making it, whatever that one would be.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. First one says, strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
So I have to use 0, 5, or 10? I can use any number in between.
Yeah, between 0 and 10, any number.
About a 4.
Thank you. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Next one, passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
8. Get out of that.
Next one, stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Okay, so you said stopping it, meaning, like, if I don't like that. Like, I need it. I don't want them to do that. So would that be a 10 or a 0? Like, I don't think we should be, I don't think we should, like, critical race theory, I don't think we need to get rid of that. I think we need to be teaching African-American history. So is that a 10 or a 0?
Any number between 0 and 10.
Really right, but the way you worded it, so I want, can you reword it? Because you said stopping it, so I don't want it to stop.
Yeah, it says here, and I'm reading this verbatim, stopping
yeah.
the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
So 10 is agreeing. I think they should do. 10 is me agreeing to that.
Yeah, 10 is how important a voting issue it is for you.
How important
yeah.
that issue is for me. Okay. That's a 10. 100%.
Okay. Thank you. Now, next one is investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing all bridges and roadways.
10.
Thank you so much. And next one, making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
10.
And last one, investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable
10.
For working parents.
10.
Thank
10,
you
10,
so
10, 10, 10. You're welcome.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. I'm going to read you a list. First one, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Next one, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, or tackling inflation and improving the economy?
Definitely the improvement of public schools, like making sure that it's safe and college is for everyone. And I think you said something about discriminating, fighting against the discrimination of minorities. Did you say that?
Yeah, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, fighting against the white supremacy and stuff. Definitely. Those are my two top issues.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is
okay.
Michelle Obama.
100. She's wonderful.
Thank you. About Jill Stein.
You said Jill Stein?
Yep.
I've never heard of her.
Okay.
Is that that's not Jill Biden, right?
No. About Donald Trump.
0.
About Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, I'm going to say about a 70.
Okay, thank you. About Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress, 0.
Thank you. About J.D. Benz.
J.D. Benz, I've never heard.
Okay. About Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, I will give her about a 70 as well.
Okay. And last one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give him about a 10.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We are halfway here now. Thank you for your time, for your patience. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
I would vote Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat candidate.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. First one says, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she's a black woman. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree with that statement?
I somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Next, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
Agree, strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you that some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. First one says, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Kamala Harris.
Harris much better or Harris somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Next one, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Next one, improving K-12 public schools education.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Thank you.
No hands down.
Next one, maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women.
Kamala Harris, and much better.
Thank you. Last one says, fixing the immigration system.
Fixing the immigration system, Kamala Harris, much better. Or somewhat better.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts. With more than double their maternal mortality rate, and African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It's time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, for maternal health, and to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
That was strongly, which one is the highest one to make you want to vote?
Is
that one.
10 is very convincing reason to vote, or
yes,
0
10.
Not convincing?
Yes.
Okay.
Very convincing.
Next one says, our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increases crime, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of America's citizens first. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Three.
Thank you. Next one, our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality, from affirmative action to college diversity programs, to business funding specifically designed to help minority and women business to control over what we do with our bodies. They are fighting our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back by supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. We're about 85%. Thank you again for your time, for your patience, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. 10. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. First one is Facebook.
Yes.
About Twitter?
Yes.
About TikTok?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban, suburban. It's a mix between both. I wouldn't say it's 100% suburban, but it's not 100% urban. Is there, I mean, I guess if you have to pick one, I guess you could go with suburban.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. Aside from weddings and funerals and overage, how often would you say you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employee, retire, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience, ma'am.
Thank you. I have a question. Are y'all hiring for this? By chance? Like the survey thing, is it?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe they are. I'm not really sure how everything so far, but yeah, I believe so.
Do you mind telling me what the company is?
Yeah, it's called Opinion Survey.
National Opinion Survey. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, bye.